also following other stories like the efforts to preserve coral reefs that are being damaged by bleaching caused by warming ocean temperatures and acidification. Marine biologist Ruth Gates wants to breed super coral that can survive the stresses that kill other coral in order to bring damaged reefs back to life. And Ruth Gates joins us by Skype from Honolulu. She's a research professor and director of the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology. Dr. Gates, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, and tell us what you're up to here. What have you figured out, or what would you like to do?
You know, what we're really doing is taking the basic science that we've acquired over the last 25 years that tells us that some corals are doing much better in the face of stress than others. And then we're attempting to harness that knowledge and ask whether or not we could leverage those, the strongest among the corals, and actually breed corals that can withstand future ocean conditions, which we know are going to be warmer and more acidic.
Breeding corals, how difficult is that? And how long does it take?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, corals are really tricky beasts. In fact, they're fascinating in that they reproduce really once a year in these spectacular spawning events where they release their eggs and sperm into the water column. And so when you're breeding them, you really need to first of all identify who is the strongest and then have enough people in place to collect the eggs and sperm on those evenings when they're spawning, and then successfully bring the eggs and sperm of different colonies that are strong together to breed what we hope is an offspring that is stronger. So we're in the proof of concept stage right now. Of course, you know, breeding like this, it's called selective breeding. This is not new. We've done it with almost everything on our planet, you know, our food, our dogs, and even our own partners.
But you're dealing with a situation where, I mean, we're reading reports about a huge percentage of the world's coral in big trouble, that it's being bleached because of warming water.
You know, this El Nino season has been absolutely devastating for coral reefs. And yes, the figures coming back are incredibly depressing. It almost makes me want to cry. But my perspective is that, you know, we can stand and we can document the death and do nothing, or we can start to think about ways of contributing to the mission of trying to sustain reefs in the future. And let's take our skills and try and do something. Now, will it really have an effect if we do not stay climate change? I'm not sure that anything will.
Does bleached coral ever come back to life on its own?
Absolutely. And that really depends on how acute the stress is and how long a particular coral is exposed to the conditions that induce bleaching. And for the most part, if the conditions actually resolve and the temperature comes down, many bleached corals will regain their brown coloration. And really what that means is they are reuniting with the symbiont or the microalgae that actually makes them brown and that feeds them from within. They are these combination organisms, the combination of an animal, the coral, and tiny plant cells that live deep inside their tissues.
So do you think that if you're able to be successful, that you'll be able to bring back a lot of the coral, or at least new coral, in places where coral has been damaged by warming water temperatures in short order, or will it take a long time?
People all over the world are already doing coral farming. It's not that we're starting a new wave. Our goal is to really direct that farming for the best return on investment. Can we make a difference? I believe we can. We absolutely need to partner with people all over the world in distributing and doing this, and doing it now, frankly. So it is a huge problem, and the scale of activity that will be needed to address it and stabilize the system until we actually take care of the bigger driving force, which is fossil fuel burning, is massive. Does that overwhelm me? No, I think you have to start somewhere. And so we've started.
Remind us why coral is so important to our ecosystem and to life on Earth.
Absolutely. I mean, coral health and human health are intimately interwoven. Corals create places for other organisms to live, massive numbers of them, and many of those organisms end up on our plates. So they're critical to food security. They create natural barriers to protect the land that they surround. And so if they're no longer there, the land directly behind them just erodes away. And much of our coastline here in Hawaii, for example, is developed and people live there. It will go. And, you know, lastly, they are an enormous draw for tourism. And so they're very, very important to the economies of many islands that are almost exclusively supported by a tourist economy.
That's Ruth Gates, a research professor and director of the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology, joining us from Honolulu.